Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathered around to hear Jesus, to hear him. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, these were the sort of very religious people, muttered, and this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. I tell you that in the same way, there is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Or, suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin. In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repents. So that's the story, or the bit. Now in your groups, I'm just going to get you to, I'll just tell you a little story about myself, and then you can think it for yourself. I remember I was heading up to Leicester once, and I dropped Viv off and the kids probably in Cambridge, and then I was going up to Rutland Water to do a race. And I left Viv, I don't know, probably at 9:30, 10 o'clock, and I had to get to Rutland Water, camp the night, get up early and do this triathlon, see. And so I headed off. I don't know how far on it was, perhaps it was another hour's drive. I'm merrily driving and I'm heading down this motorway. And after a while, I'm thinking, hang on, I'm going completely the wrong way. I'm heading towards the east coast instead of up that way. It's like completely the wrong direction. But at first, I'm merrily driving along, see. And so, you know, I managed to find somewhere to turn around. But on motorways, you know, you can go 10, 20 miles before you can get a turn point. So that's just a little story. But the question that you can talk a little bit about amongst yourselves, what is lost? What is being lost? And have you ever been lost? Don't go all spiritual though. A little something like I've just said then, you know, heading down the motorway the wrong way. Have you ever been lost? And, you know, just, you might have a little story, short as that, if you can think about it. Some of you blokes might find it hard to tell a story like that because, you know, men never get lost. They always know where they're going. Can I just chuck another couple of questions in. When did you realize you were lost? You know, when you're lost, when do you realize you're lost? Because I was driving down the road happy, not lost. And at some point, I probably saw a sign and I thought, ah, you're going the wrong way. So something, you're not, do you see what I'm saying? There's a point sometimes where you realize you're lost, because otherwise you can be merrily, like, going about your business, like a little child can be wandering around some supermarket or shop or town centre, happy as pie, and then suddenly they look up and they realize mummy's not there. Suddenly it dawns on them, they're lost. So it's, have a little think on that one. See if there's a point that you can think, what made you realize that you were lost? Okay, another question. Sorry to interrupt all the time. What is being lost then? You know, have a little chat. What's being lost? You know, what is it to be lost? How would you sort of describe being lost? Just a few words. Okay, draw you to a close on that bit. When I was thinking about this, I thought about the sheep that went astray. The sheep doesn't necessarily know it's gone astray, does it? It's just wandered off. And but the shepherd knows that the sheep's gone. The shepherd counts the sheep and knows the sheep's missing. The sheep might be merrily over there, wandering around. It's wandered off. It's vulnerable, but it doesn't necessarily realise all this. And I'm going to just tell a little story now, and I've got a few little clips here. And this is a little story about my brother. He went for a bike ride, and when it comes up, and while he was out cycling up in on the hillsides up in the Brecon Beacons, this is up in that vast openness there. There's a lost sheep. Yeah, there it is. This is a true story. He was out there, and he suddenly saw this sheep. He's telling me about this story, caught in a marsh in a bog up in the, and that sheep couldn't get out. It was well and truly stuck in there, and it was all mud and water, and it was cold, and there he was stuck there, and it would probably just die there, because if you saw where it was up in the Brecon Beacons, that sheep would just stay there lost. It would probably die of cold and wet. The crows would start eating it. It'd be just finished off in a little while. And there it is, struggling. It can't get out. Thankfully, and that's what can happen. He's lost. I don't know how it's got in. It's got into this little bog. And you get these bogs up on these sort of places. And so what did he do? At first he tried to pull it, couldn't get it out. He was all sort of suction in there. In the end, he had to lie down next to it, put his arms right into it, into the mud, get his arms under the sheep, and very slowly lift. And he could feel the suction. It was real hard because, of course, the fur is all wet, the fleece. And he lifted slowly until he actually managed to get it out. There's no way he was going to get out on his own because he found it really hard work because he got in. And there it is when it came out. It was so weak and in shock that it tried to walk and it just fell over. And it just lay there, sort of collapsed for a little while. But you'd be glad to know it did sort of totter off in the end. But I just tell the story because, I mean, we all like sheep. And in the Bible it tells us this. We in Isaiah, written many years before Jesus walked around, it says, "We all like sheep have gone astray. Each one of us turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted." Now it's talking about Jesus came to rescue us. Jesus was the one who gets us out of the pit. And as sheep, as lost sheep, when we are rescued, when we, you know, there's a lot of people out there don't know they're lost. We come to a place where we know we've been rescued. And for us, our place is to look to the shepherd. Keep looking to the shepherd. That's our place now. You know, that sheep, you don't want to end up in a hole like that again. That our place is to look to the shepherd, to listen to the shepherd being Jesus. So we look to the shepherd, we listen to the shepherd, and follow the shepherd. And what else? You want to stay close, wouldn't you? You know, like, if that, my brother hadn't seen that sheep, I mean, he's not a shepherd, he just happened to be cycling up on the hillside. But if the shepherd hadn't been there, as it were, that would be the end of it. So stay close to the shepherd. You to keep us out of those harmful places. So really, that is the position we find ourselves in. We were all lost. We, hopefully, are all found. But now Our place is to stay near the shepherd. Don't go wandering off. And our message is to try and let other people know that they too need rescuing, just like that sheep. And so that our part is to say that you need rescuing. There might be a part two to all this, but I'm going to close there. There's another photo. Oh my word, look, who's that? Do you know who that is? Can anyone recognise who that is? Who is it?
Ed.
Yeah. Is it?
Look, I finished it.
He's got a couple of Ed in New Zealand. Yeah, he's got, he has to look after a few lambs. And he has to feed them. And they sort of follow him around and want feeding non... Oh, have you? Well done. They want feeding regularly. And so he's adopted. You know, he's the adopted parent. So, and that's what God does for us, doesn't he? He adopts us into his family. And without... I mean, Ed has to feed them regularly with a bottle now. And that's what we need, our sustenance from the Father. So, there's a little story. I'll just pray. Father, we thank you that you don't give up on us. And you want to help and rescue us when we go astray, when we neglect you. And Lord, we thank you that you have a rescue plan. And help us to take that message to those that need rescuing, Lord. Those that find themselves lost. Those that find themselves in a hole, a place that they can't get out of, Lord. But there is hope with you. On our own there is no hope, but with you there is hope. And you are the rescuer. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.